And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today, we're going to be discussing something that I think is very, very huge. Theft. Highway robbery, they used to call it, beyond belief. And I want to propose something to you, friends, and you'll understand why at the end of this hour, why I propose it. We have an agency in America that is greater than all the combined legislators, bureaucrats, and elected officials in this country, in all 50 states, including, of course, the District of Columbia. It's called the Fed, or the Federal Reserve System. But we're going to call it the Fed today. It's a Talmudic organization run by Jews, bankers. The American people have no say about its doings, which are consummately evil. And I want to propose to you that we as American citizens, once allowed a corrupt central government in Washington, D.C., and I'm talking about all the way back to 1913 in the President Woodrow Wilson administration. What an evil, corrupt devil that guy was. Woodrow Wilson, old Woody. He put the wood to America, all right. Gave us World War I for no reason at all. Now we know the whole Lusitania ship sinking thing was a fraud, much like the Tonkin Bay situation in Vietnam was a fraud, like 9/11 was a fraud, like so many frauds. As former Marine Corps Commandant General Smedley Butler once said, in fact, he wrote a little book with his title on it, "War is a racket." Well, the stealing of our money is also a racket. Norman Madoff, the guy that stole up to $65 billion from people on Wall Street in a great Ponzi scheme, was interviewed in his prison cell not too long ago. He evidently doesn't have much remorse. That's a sign of psychopaths. But maybe he had actually, well, what he said there, that interview, was actually truthful. You know, even psychopaths who are very, very seasoned, inveterate liars, even they every once in a while say the truth. He said, you know, basically, what did I do that was so wrong? After all, the whole Federal Reserve, the whole system on Wall Street is all a Ponzi scheme. Now, there are people, young people, occupying Wall Street today as I give you this talk, as we discuss this subject, and they call themselves, you know, OWS, Occupy Wall Street. Now, they're there with their Gucci shoes and their Abercrombie and Fitch shirts. You know, the shoes that cost $1,200 and the T-shirts that cost $450. And, you know, they're there with all their technological gadgetry. You know, their newest version of the iPhone, the 4S. They're there all ready to go. They're all the rich kids are there. They live in mansions, or they're going to colleges that cost their parents up to $500,000 a year to send them there, but they're there to protest the rich. What a joke. The rich are protesting the rich on Wall Street? Are you kidding me? All those kids, there are no middle class kids there of note. And of course, all the movie stars, Susan Sarandon and I don't know who else, Kanye West or whatever the guy's name is, I don't know, these rap stars and all, they all drop by in their limos wearing all their big jewelry and bling, they call it, the gold chains and all that. They stop by to root the kids on and encourage them. Why, even the president said they're doing the right thing. The rich protesting the rich. Come on, get real, get a life. Now, we're caught on two sides. And all of this absolutely is planned. You remember in my book, Conspiracy of the Six Pointed Star, and I also made it a feature article in our Power Prophecy newsletter some time ago. It was entitled, The Illuminati Use Creative Destruction. Creative destruction to destroy America. They're very creative about it. Who else would have thought of Occupy Wall Street, you know, protests, marches, not even marches. They're just there partying. Did you know the rich kids out there in front of Wall Street, the temple on Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange, many of them been there for days. How do they live? They must be suffering. Oh, forget it. They got catered meals. Their parents are sending in catered meals. They're eating better than, well, probably you and me. Now, the few that are not rich are loving it. They're heaping it up. One guy says, I'm eating better here than I did at home. This is better than my mom's cooking. How old are you? He said 28. He's still at home living with his mama. But she don't cook as good as the catered meals he's getting from the rich kids he's associating with that all have their iPhones and their iPads and their, you know, whatever's next in the technology area. Ridiculous. The rich protesting the rich. And what's their solution? Let's tax the rich. Well, you know, every proposal to tax the rich ends up in taxing the middle class. Now, we're caught between two rocks and two hard places. I like to double things here, you know. The fact is, the poor of America don't have much to worry about. 47 million of them, 47 million of them, think about it, 47 million are receiving food stamps. But of course, food stamps, that's so disgustingly low class. So the government's come up with a debit card. So nobody will really know you're on food stamps. Now they issue you a debit card. How many of you out there have a debit card issued by the government so you can go buy anything you want to at McDonald's or Burger King or, you know, some fancy restaurant or Denny's, whichever one you prefer? I was talking recently to a young man. He said, I'm on food stamps. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'm a college student, but everybody at my college gets them. If you make less than $1,640 a month, you get food stamps. Well, students technically don't get that much. Of course, a lot of them get more than that from their parents, but that doesn't count. He said, my parents are paying my way through college. They pay my fraternity fees and everything. I don't have to work or anything. I said, how long have you been in college? He said, 6 years. I said, are you working toward a 4-year degree? He laughed at me, yeah, but I'm having fun. Why should I graduate? I said, so you get food stamps. That's $200 a month. He said, yeah. I said, what do you do with that? He said, that's my party money. He said, that's my, you know, alcohol, cigarettes, pot. I said, well, they don't allow you to buy that with a debit card. You don't get those kind of things. He said, yeah, but there's ways to do about it. You know, do it. Like I buy all my friends, you know, hamburgers or whatever at McDonald's with my debit card from the food stamp people. Then all my friends, they give me, on the other hand, they give me, you know, pot and whiskey and whatever I want. So we sort of switch off. I said, do all of your friends get food stamps? Oh, yeah. All you have to do is go down there and get them, man. Fill out a little half-page form. You don't even have to, you know, they don't know really whether you need them or not. They just give it to you. What a lovely country. Illegal aliens, that too. 47 million in all. That's only the beginning of welfare. You know, my wife, Wanda, worked all her life and paid into Social Security, Medicare, and all that. When she was 45, she had cancer, had a breast removed. 2 years later, she had another cancer, and she had to have the breast removed. Her hips went out on her. It was horrible, the pain. She had to have artificial hips put in, one on each side, eventually. Then one of those gave out again. She had to have a third one put in. She fell down on, you know, in our garage and injured her shoulder and had to have an artificial shoulder put in. So she barely has mobility. Did you know she never went down and asked for disability? She says, well, I can work. So every day I would see her painfully, almost unable to even get in the seat of the car, come to work. And by the end of the day, taking, you know, pain pills or whatever she could, she'd survive. No disability. Now, I mean, your little thumb hurts and you run down and get disability and they're giving it to them. They used to make it tough on you. Hurt my back. Friends, I've been hurting in my back ever since I was about a 21-year-old young man. In fact, I hurt it when I was in the U.S. Air Force on Air Force duty. I've never asked for disability, but they do now. We're caught. Did you know that only less than half of all Americans pay taxes? The other half are living off of us. Now, if you're an oldster like, you know, maybe I am, I'm not going to admit it tonight, at least today's show. But if you're an oldster, you may have earned it. There are people out there that worked for 50 years, paid income taxes, paid Social Security, everything. Now they're retired. Good for them. But I'm talking about working Americans. Less than half pay taxes. The other half who pay no taxes complain that the rich don't pay enough. Say what? Think about it. Over 50% of Americans, the statistics say, do not pay any income taxes, but they complain that the rich don't pay their fair share. Well, they don't pay any share. It's incredible what a country we're in. Well, in any case, I believe all this has taken place since 1913. This government, I'm entitled. Give me, give me, give me, give me. But listen, I'm not going to blame people. You know, they gravitate to wherever the money pit is. People do stuff like that. People who have no integrity. But they're not getting the biggest hunk of change. By no means. It's the huge corporations and the big banks. The bigger banks. The bigger the bank, the more money they're ripping off. Now, we're going to talk about that in a minute. This theft beyond belief. The Federal Reserve was founded in 1913 by Zionist bankers. It's a private, repeat, private group of major banks and globalists from around the world. They own a bank in America called the Fed Reserve System or the Fed Reserve Bank. I'm talking about foreign banks and others and American banks as well. The Fed Reserve is owned only by banks. You can't buy shares in it. There's private shareholders, but you're not one of them. Now, the bigger banks make all the money from the Fed Reserve. But there's several thousand banks in America that are members of the Federal Reserve, and they're guaranteed 6% interest every year on their investment. Now, right now, the best CD rate you can get probably is about 1%. But all these banks are guaranteed 6%. For what? Well, they don't give any money. They get a share whether they put in money or not, which is another small problem. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the Federal Reserve, what it does, so forth, because you need to know what this bank really is. Ellen Brown, researcher on financial matters, wrote recently on globalresearch.canada, globalresearch.ca. She asked the question, who owns the Federal Reserve? Her answer, the Fed is privately owned. Its shareholders are private banks. You know, way back in 1932, Lewis McFadden, Congressman McFadden, an honest man, by the way, chairman of the House Banking and Currency Committee, and boy, they didn't like him. Some say he was murdered. He died unexpectedly. I can understand why. He was a roadblock to these people, like Congressman Ron Paul is. And he spoke up. He said, some people think this is McFadden. Remember, he was chairman of the House Banking and Currency Committee. He said, some people think that the Fed Reserve banks are U.S. government institutions. They are not. They are private monopolies which prey upon the people of the United States for the benefit of themselves and their foreign customers. Foreign and domestic speculators and swindlers and rich and predatory money lenders. Let me take those words again. The Fed Reserve. This is the chairman of the House Banking and Currency Committee. You won't hear the Paul Ryans of Congress or the Barney Fags of Congress or the Dodds of Congress. You won't hear Mr. Boner or Boehner, whatever his name is, Mr. Weepy, I call him, the House Speaker, or Nancy Pelosi. Well, Pelosi, but anyway. She's not a Russian Jew. She's an Italian. Oh, I'm sorry. That makes it all different, doesn't it? Think about it. Private monopolies, they prey, P-R-E-Y, up on the people for the benefit of themselves and their foreign customers. They are foreign and domestic speculators. They are swindlers. They are rich and predatory moneylenders. Predators, speculators, swindlers, private monopolies. They prey on people. And, of course, said Congressman McFadden, they're rich. You go to Wikipedia and read the official story of the Federal Reserve. They would like you to think that they're just part of the U.S. Treasury, or, you know, they are all under the authority of the Congress. You can go to our website, powerprophecy.com, and you'll see a little questioning session. Chairman Ben Bernanke, I call him the high priest of the Fed Reserve Sanhedrin, was there being questioned by Congressman Alan Grayson, Democrat of Florida. And you know, Congressman Grayson just wanted to know what the Fed did with its trillions of dollars over the last few years. Now, if it was a government organization, it seemed like they ought to keep track of their money, wouldn't you think? In fact, knowing they were going to be asked this question by Congressman Grayson at the committee meeting, hearing, you would think that he would have it right there, a little report from his people. After all, I think they have about 2,000 people work for the Fed Reserve in their little building with the eagle on the front. I call it the Temple of the Eagle, the Fed Reserve. You would think you'd have it already. Mr. Grayson wants to know what you did with all your money. Not millions, not billions, trillions. You see, the Congressional Inspector General of Mr. Borofsky had just reported over $27.3 trillion that had been given away. Given away. Well, no, wait. It was loans. Mostly at 0% interest. That is a giveaway. I'd like to have $27 trillion given to me. I mean, even putting it in a CD banking account, getting only 1%, I'd be a rich man, wouldn't you? Who wouldn't like $27 trillion? And since it's the government's money, and since $27 trillion is over twice as much as our entire federal government spends in a given year, and since the TARP program, and everybody seems the bailout program by Obama and Congress and the White House was only 700 to 800 billion, less than 1 trillion, less than 1 trillion in the TARP program. But the Fed gave away $27 trillion. And Congressman Grayson said, who did you give it to? We'd like to know. I can't remember. Grayson said, that's unacceptable. What do you mean you cannot remember? Well, I just cannot remember. Why do you have hundreds of accountants working for you? You don't have to remember diddly. Get them to give you a list. I just can't remember. And he smiled. He actually smiled. You can watch this exchange from Grayson to Bernanke. And then Grayson kept it up and kept it up and kept it up, harassing him. But he never could remember. You know, give somebody $27 trillion, twice as much as the entire federal government spends in a given year, and they can't remember. That was very impudent, very, very unfair of Congressman Grayson. It was just unacceptable to the Congress and to the people. And in fact, the very next election, 9 months later, Congressman Grayson bit the dust. He lost the election. In fact, the bank spent millions and millions of dollars for his Republican opponent. They wanted that guy out of there. They'd also like to get rid of Ron Paul. But you may not believe this. in a way, they like Ron Paul because Ron Paul makes one fatal mistake. He keeps talking about we need sound money. We need to place our government under the gold system. Base our currency on gold. Man, the feds would love that. They got the gold. You say, well, no, I bought some gold. How much did you buy? $500, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000? It's peanuts. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank probably has $200 billion worth of gold in its coffers. Goldman Sachs probably has $49 billion minimum. Barclays Bank in England. The Fed Reserve actually has admitted to having somewhat like $39 billion in its vaults. They would love to be put on the gold standard. And Ron Paul is a wonderful, honorable man, but he doesn't realize that they own the gold. They'd love to be put on the gold standard. But they're not going to change because there is a little mechanism that they like. It's called a printing press. They use it. They can actually create as much money as they want because their money is based on nothing. It's called fiat money by the critics. The Fed Reserve, let's look at it. It's informally the Fed, is the central banking system of the United States and the entire world. Now, there are other world banks. There is the World Bank. There's the International Monetary Fund. There's the Bank of International Settlements. But they all fit like a glove, and they work together to do corrupt deals. This is a banking cartel. This is a monopoly. This is a illegal combination. Now, it began in 1913, December 23rd to be exact, just a couple days before Christmas. What a gift to the people of America. Now, the Federal Reserve, I can give you all the details here. It consists of seven members on the Board of Governors. Six of the seven are Jews. Obama, just 2 months ago, appointed three of them. They were all Jews, everyone he appointed. The chairman is a Jew. It will always be that way. It has always been that way. It's divided. It divides the country into 12 districts with a reserve bank for each district. But the most powerful of all is the New York Bank, the Federal Reserve Bank. Now, the chairman is appointed by the president, but I doubt if he really has any say about it. He just rubber stamps it. Who really runs this? It's about 10 banks in Europe and the United States that really owns this. Now, Eustace Mullins covered this quite well in his incredible book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. First book to ever really expose the Federal Reserve system. And how they hated that book. Did you know they made it illegal in countries around the world? Now, what we have to understand is that the law, according to the law, says the Federal Reserve is responsible for printing the money. They can print it and put it out in paper notes, or they can just decide to make an electronic transaction in the computers. They tell the Treasury, you can print X number of notes. You can print more money. Or they could just tell all the banks, here's billions of dollars. And they've done that. At one time or another in the next 3 years, the Fed Reserve has called Bank of America and said, we've just deposited $380 billion into your account. Goldman Sachs, we've just deposited $160. And it goes on and on. All the banks get the same kind of thing. Isn't that amazing? We're going to give you, let's say, $300 billion, J.P. Morgan Chase. And by the way, you'll be getting 6% on your account with us. Huh? Now, 38% of U.S. banks are members of their regional Fed Reserve Bank. But they're these huge banks, and they won't even give you the names of them, that own the central bank, the Fed Reserve Bank itself. Now, are they private? That's been debated. Some say, Tex, you're just crazy. They can't be private. They're a government organization. The chairman goes before Congress and has to answer questions. So what? He didn't answer Congressman Grayson's questions. Congressman Ron Paul just the other night during the Republican debate said, for 30 years, I've been asking the Fed Reserve questions. I get no answers. Congressman Wright Tapman of Texas was a big opponent of the Fed. Even as chairman of the House Banking Committee, he said, I've been asking the Federal Reserve questions, demanding questions be answered for all my 28 years in Congress. Never once have I had a satisfactory answer as to who they give money to, how much money they make, and where all their profits go to. Ask every president. Bernanke would laugh at Obama if he asked where the money goes to. Now, believe it or not, the courts have ruled in this. A lot of people said, I'm going to try to get information from them. They're going to have to give it to me. They're a government group. Well, in Lewis versus United States, the United States Court of Appeal for the Ninth Circuit stated, quote, the reserve banks are not federal instrumentalities for purposes of the Federal Tort Claim Act. You can't sue them. They're not federal instrumentalities. They're not federal organizations. But are, I'm reading now from the court opinion, Lewis versus the United States, but are independent, privately owned corporations. Did you get that? They are independent, privately owned. This is in the case Lewis versus the United States. Wow. There we have it. Now, amazingly, under the Dodd-Frank Act of 3 years ago, it called for a partial transparency. The Fed was supposed to audit itself, you might say, and reveal to the public how much money had been given out and to whom. But the Fed didn't do it. When the time came for them to reveal this information, they didn't do it. So a number of organizations sued them, including Senator Bernie Sanders. He's a socialist. He's the only socialist in our U.S. Congress. Now, folks, I'm anything but a socialist. Believe that. But Sanders is the only guy that, other than Ron Paul in the House, who really has sought this information. Now, don't think Governor Romney wants it. Herman Cain, Godfather's pizza boy, or man, I guess I'd be wrong for calling him a boy, right? Although I'm very happy to call Romney a gopher boy of the Fed Reserve, but you can't call Herman Cain a boy. Or they play the race card on you, right? But he is a boy gopher. In fact, he was vice chairman of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank. He moved from pizza to banking. And he'll do the same thing as president. Pizza, banking, president, which is, of course, back to banking again. Did you know that Sanders, working with Congressman Paul, actually got the Fed for the first time, put such pressure on them that they did put out a little report? Now, I want to tell you a little bit about what they admitted to when we come back from the break. You'll be shocked. They admitted to an eye-popping $16 trillion in secret loans to bail out bankers and other cronies and friends. $16 trillion, that's more than the Fed spends in an entire year. Now, Borofsky already said that's a lie. He came up with $27 trillion. He's a congressional inspector general. $27 trillion. But the Fed has admitted to $16 trillion. I suspect the number is closer to $100 trillion. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the $16 trillion and who got it. Hey, you ever stepped onto the seat, rode down the street on one of those Harley Davidson hogs? Well, that might be thanks to the Fed. Have you ever bought an IBM software set or had something to do with the international business machines? Thanks to the Fed. Have you ever driven in a BMW? Well, thank you to the Fed. Ford Motor Company, do you own a Ford? Well, thanks to the Fed. We're going to find out more when we come back here on Power of Prophecy. We're looking at, well, theft beyond belief. I'm Tex Moore. Stay with us, won't you? Hello, friends. Tex Moore again. Hey, we've got a catalog out now. We finally got our new catalog out and it has a complete listing of all of our books and videos, audio tapes and CDs. including my new DVD that we're finishing up now, Die, America, Die. The plot to murder America. You'll be amazed at this one. Die, America, Die. We'd like to send you a copy of this catalog if you don't have it, if it didn't come to you in the mail. Now, all you have to do is phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, and say, I'd like a copy of the catalog. Now, if it's possible, if you can give us a love gift of any amount, we would appreciate it. You know, it cost us about $5 to print, work on this catalog, and then send it out. It's a beautiful color catalog. Maybe you'd like to ask for an extra copy for a friend. If you know that they're going to order something from it, or you think they will, don't just, you know, ask for it just to pass it out like flyers, because it does cost us so much. And if you can help us to defray the expenses of this catalog, maybe a love gift of $5 or so when you ask for it. We would appreciate it, okay? Now, I mentioned my new video, Die, America, Die, is for sale now. It's also for sale $25. It's a 90-minute video. It's for sale on our website, powerofprophecy.com. But I want to mention to you, we're not going to be able to mail it out until around, mid-November, maybe a little bit after, okay? Mid-November. So you can pre-order it now. If you pre-order it, here's the advantage. You'll be on our list as one of the very first to get a copy of it. In fact, the way we used to do it, I'm not sure we do it at the shipping room now, we would actually make up envelopes already typed out with your name and address and everything. And then when we got the finished copies of the DVD, we would stick them right in the envelope that day and send it on its way to you. We get these things out. As soon as we get them back from the production facility, we move on them. Now, it's running a little bit late for several reasons. One of them is that, you know, the window, let's just call it, to research opportunities continue to open. And that's you'll see things on here that happened just very recently, let me tell you, and are still happening. Die, America, Die. What a shocking video. I tell you, as I was researching, investigating this, and people came with stuff, you know, I call them the little people. I'm one of them. I'm one of the little people. It's amazing what people can do. It might be a secretary or a, you know, assistant accountant or something, and they get a hold of information. They work for somebody important, and they find out stuff, and they send it to me. God just moves them, and they send these things to me. Some of them travel here to Austin, Texas, want to make sure I get it personally. And I appreciate every bit of it, let me tell you. You'd be amazed at what people give me. Some of these people are CIA and FBI agents, but they want me to know these things. I was talking to a FBI agent, one of the top FBI agents in the country, and he said to me, we all know how 9/11 happened. 19 Arabs didn't do it. He said, we in the FBI talk about it all the time. We laugh at all these things, although it makes us mad. But they'll come out with some new terrorist incident report. We know it's all hocus pocus. We know it's all fake. That was an FBI agent, one of their top people. He's been with them almost 30 years in the FBI. He says the whole structure of our government is a big joke. And they talk about it at the highest levels of the FBI, but not at the very, very creme de la creme top. He says the people at the top are corrupt criminals. The ones that work directly for Eric Holder, the Attorney General, for the President of the United States, they're crooks and criminals. That's why they're made to be head of the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department. They're willing to lie. They're a bunch of psychopaths. Isn't that amazing? There are some patriotic folks, even in the CIA and the FBI. Believe it, folks. I was in the military. You know, we in the military couldn't believe that our generals would go along with all this nonsense. Even the generals and the admirals were so, that they sold their very souls. But you know, there were some honest generals. There were some honest captains and colonels and sergeants. Even that, you better believe it. That's the wonderful thing about America. There are a lot of conspiracies, and a lot of them stay concealed. But there's a lot of folks in strategic positions trying to get the truth out. They can't get it out through the Washington Post and the New York Times. They come to Tex Mars. And Your support helps keep it going. By the way, those of you who gave for our Employees Appreciation Month, you are some beautiful folks. You are some beautiful men and women. Thank you so much. We got as much as we needed for Employees Appreciation. We want to thank you. Now, if you still are going to send some, great. We'll make sure it gets to the employees. Every cent goes to the employees. Tex and Wanda don't see a cent of it. It goes to them. They keep the figures even in there. I go in there and I have to ask the employees, well, how much have we got so far? Employee appreciation, who's given? And, they give me the information when I ask for it. But I don't even, my mitts don't touch the money. It goes to the employees. I know about the money. I know who gives. I know how much, but the fact is I appreciate you. I just love you completely, you folks out there. I have the best, Jerry, I have the best audience in the world. They keep up with things. They're smart. They're not deceived. The Bible says, Paul said, for we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. They're not ignorant. The whole world is, but my audience, bless their hearts. Now, we have another project coming up. The Children's Home Project. It's the Texas Children's Home here. And we take your love gifts, your donations, your offerings. They have to be designated for the children. Say, Tex, this is for the kids. And we will make sure every cent goes to the children's home. And boy, what good it's done. Every year we make sure every kid at the children's home has a Bible. Every year we make sure they have a Bible because they're always getting new kids in. As some go to their parents and, go to get adopted and things like that. And every new child, we say, do you have a Bible? And, we've had children write to us and tell us that they cried and cried when they got a Bible. One young boy said, I slept with it for the first 3 nights. I slept with it. I had never owned a Bible. You realize these kids come from bad places, abusive parents, devil parents, and they end up in this home. They've never heard of Jesus. They've never heard of the Bible. And you give these kids your gifts. And they're told about it. This comes from Power Prophecy Christian Ministries, from people all over America, even the world, who love you. And we give them a Bible. And if they want a warm coat, they get a warm coat. Some of them come there and don't even own a coat, and it's wintertime coming up. You make this possible. You change lives. The Children's Home Project. If you want to give to that, do it. Again, not one cent will even go to this ministry, as much as we need your help too. By the way, don't forget us, the ministry. Power of Prophecy Ministries. We need your support too. But if you're going to give to the children's home, please say, Texas is for the kids. Put a little sticky note on it, or just a scratch paper or something. And with your check, your money order, your cash. And of course, you can call us on your charge card and use your charge card. Call us toll free 1-800-234-9673. You can also write to us, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. We've been here. Jerry, how long have we been here at this address? Of course, we've been operating in Christ Ministry Power Prophecy. We used to be called Living Truth Ministries, and we changed our name. But I suppose about almost 26 years now we've been in business. I don't really want to call it business, but, that means we've been here and going. But I think this location here, about 14 years. Yeah. There are a lot of Christian ministries and patriotic groups that don't have that longevity, that tenure. I mean, we've been here and we've been threatened and battered and all kinds of things by homosexual groups. And, oh, my goodness gracious, it's amazing. We've been sued. We've been, I want to say, tattooed. We haven't been tattooed. We don't accept that. But, man, they would like to tattoo us all right on our foreheads, wouldn't they? Well, that's not going to come till Jesus says, and then they're going to have to hold me down and tie me down to give me a tattoo on my forehead or any other mark for that matter. Okay, well, those are the things I wanted to tell you about. So let's return to our regular program. By the way, you can donate to the ministry through powerofprophecy.com. You can do it online, powerofprophecy.com. Use your PayPal or your charge card or both. Okay? Now, I got a copy of something quite interesting. As far as I know, since 1913, there's only been one report from the Congress about the Fed Reserve. It was August 1976, and in the 94th Congress, the Committee on Banking, Currency, and Housing did a little investigation. Now, they didn't go as far as we would like to have them had, but they did. They actually published a report. It's called The Federal Reserve Directors, A Study of Corporate and Banking Influence. They found, by the way, in this report, and they published it, that the Fed Reserve is owned by banks and exclusively gives money and coordinates and works with the huge multinational corporations and with multinational banks and with no one else. And so this report was transmitted to the Congress by Congressman Henry S. Reuss, R-E-U-S-S, Chairman of the Banking, Currency, and Housing Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives. Listen to what he says here. First of all, I want to tell you how he ended up with this. He said, we need basic reforms. That's his words. Basic reforms. And this is his conclusion. Until we have basic reforms, this report says, published by this committee and its chairman, Congressman Reuss, until we have basic reforms, the Federal Reserve System will be handicapped in carrying out its public responsibilities as an economic stabilization and bank regulatory agency. He says, the system is too essential to the nation's welfare to leave its machinery under the control of narrow private interest. Did you get that? Now remember, this report came out after the Fed Reserve System was founded in 1913. This chairman of the Banking, Currency, and Housing Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives concluded that it's the control of the machinery of the Fed Reserve was, quote, under the control of narrow private interest. And then he ended up with something here. Listen to this. He said, quote, concentration of economic and financial power in the United States has gone too far. We should celebrate our bicentennial. That would be 1776, 3 years, 1976, 3 years after. We should celebrate our bicentennial by reversing the trend away from Thomas Jefferson. Returned to the banking system like that of the days of Thomas Jefferson. That's what Congressman Reuss said in this official report. The concentration of economic and financial power in the United States has gone too far. And he, by the way, here's some other statements from him. Quote, this committee has observed for many years the influence of private interests over the essentially public responsibilities of the Federal Reserve System. He says only two segments of American society, banking and big business, have anything to do with the operation of the Fed Reserve. And often even these become merged through, get this, interlocking directorates. Interlocking. General Electric, Ford, IBM, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Prudential Insurance. They're all interlocked together. They're like one big ball of hell, friends. Isn't that amazing? These narrow private interests. And he goes on, by the way, in this report, to warn America that this was a very dangerous situation because the big, quote, the big business and banking dominance of the Federal Reserve System, he said, can be traced to the original Federal Reserve Act. Wow. He says there is, listen to this now, there are no farmers, small farmers on the board. Or they're not even represented. They're not even allowed to sit in and listen. Folks, you can go down to your city council and listen. You go to the U.S. Congress and sit up in the balcony and listen. But you can't go to the Fed Reserve building in Washington, D.C. and listen. And in fact, not even a congressman, not even the president of the United States is authorized to go in. They'll stop him. You're not allowed here. You're not important enough to know what we're doing. Well, wait just a minute. The whole U.S. government only spends $14 trillion. We understand you can spend $14 trillion, $114 trillion, $514 trillion. Well, that's right. We can print as much money as we want. We don't have to fight about a TARP. We don't have to worry about a debt limit. We don't have to worry about Republicans and Democrats and fighting each other. We don't have to worry about the press reporting it either. They keep everything silent. And don't they? Have you ever read a newspaper article complaining about the Fed and these narrow interests? No, you've never read one. You never will. Because the Zionist Jews that own the Fed Reserve System also own all the media. If you were to be a little birdie hidden and you went and found all the most private papers of the Fed Reserve and brought them to the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, or the Chicago Tribune, or the Houston Chronicle and said, here's the skinny. Here's all the criminal activity of the Fed Reserve for the last, since 1913, 98 years. Now you can publish it and let America's people know what's really going on. You know what they would do? File 13, we used to call it. It goes in the trash. Unless they're out of toilet paper that day. Then they'd use it for that. They know they can't report it. They're owned by people who are part of this system. I mean, come on, Rupert Murdoch's Fox News and the people who own CBS, ABC, the people who own Yahoo News, AOL News, all of those people. Come on. I could tell you more about this, but I think you need to understand. Our money system is not run by our Congress nor our president. It's not part of the federal budget. It does what it wants. It's a dictatorship of the elite that runs the whole world. Here's an article that just came out in newspapers today. It says, sharp rise in foreclosures. A mortgage meltdown. Banks move in aggressively against borrowers who have fallen behind on mortgage payments. Boy, the banks are after you. You behind on your mortgage payments, they've decided to come and get you. Says, this is MSNBC and NBC. It says, more U.S. homes are entering the foreclosure process. The number of U.S. homes that received a first-time default notice increased 14% in the most recent quarter. It says, banks are moving more aggressively now against borrowers who have fallen behind on their mortgage payments. Folks, these are the same banks that were on the verge of bankruptcy in 2007, 2008, 2009, and the Fed rushed in and says, don't worry. None of you have to worry. We won't let anybody go bankrupt. Here, take $14 trillion. Take another $20 trillion. Use the money any way you want to. How much interest do you have to pay? Well, none, of course. It's free for you. Hey, I want to ask you a question, friends. How many trillions of dollars did the Fed pass out to the people? Did they open up little money boutiques, money booths? Did they set up tents around the nation in major cities out in the countryside saying, come get the free money? After all, we gave it to Bank of America, J.P. Chase. We gave it to Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. We gave it to Barclays Bank and the Bank of England. We gave it to the Italian banks. We gave it to Maripas in France Societe Generale. I think they just call it Soc Gen Bank in France. We gave it to them. We gave it to N.M. Rothschild in London. And we gave them trillions, and you have the audacity to come and ask for a few hundred dollars? Get out of here. You're just an ordinary person. You're not a bank. Now, let's look at this. The Fed audit reveals eye-popping $16 trillion in secret loans in bailouts. The federal government, through our Treasury Department and the Congress, remember when they gave out $700 billion and Congressman Boehner, the top Republican, came out and cried, said, I'm sorry, we have to do this. But the whole world's about to go bankrupt. We have to approve $700 billion in TARP money and give it out. And then they humiliated General Motors. See, General Motors was a sign of America. What other corporation best signifies America? Thousands and thousands of workers and plants in America, General Motors. It was about to go under. Chrysler, too. Ford also. And they called the three big automakers, called them to Washington, D.C., and humiliated them. We're going to give you TARP money, but you're going to have to get down on your knees and lick our boots. You three American bad boys. How dare you? Now we're in a recession, and you want money to stay in business and keep your workers going. What sluggards. What sloths. You evil chairman of General Motors and Chrysler. Ew. We'll give you money, but beg us. And, you know, all of America ended up hating the automakers.
Why should we bail them out? Why should we give them money?
Now we find out something. Now we found out something. According to the Washington Post business section, I've got some news for you, friend. This is dated December 2nd, 2010. It says, Fed aid in financial crisis went far beyond U.S. banks to industry and foreign firms and banks. Listen to this. It says here, the Federal Reserve rushed trillions of dollars in emergency aid, not just to Wall Street, not just to U.S. banks, but also to motorcycle makers, telecom firms, foreign-owned banks. The Fed's efforts, it says in the Washington Post, to prop up the financial sector reached across a broad spectrum of the economy, but not just the American economy. Everywhere throughout the world, their hands stretched out and we gave them money. That's, remember that private banking system? That's why it's not, doesn't belong to you, and they don't have to tell you what they're doing. Listen, it names, here in the Washington Post, it names some of the corporations and banks that got these trillions of dollars. $16 trillion. Remember, the TARP was just $700 billion. And they called hell in Congress for passing it out, for approving it. And it was a waste, no doubt about it. Remember all those shovel-ready jobs? Yeah, It did keep General Motors in business, although they went bankrupt for a while. They had to reorganize. But these companies I'm going to tell you about, they didn't have to go bankrupt and reorganize. They didn't get all the public abuse heaped on their heads. Companies like, get this. Now, these companies got billions of dollars over and over and over. Not just once. Sometimes some of them came back 10 or 20 times for more money. And none of this was reported in the press. Did you ever turn on Fox News and O'Reilly said, we've got some bad news. The Fed Reserve has given out America's money to all these foreign banks and corporations. Did you ever hear him say that? No, big mouth O'Reilly never said that. Did CBS? Did Brian Williams over at, was it ABC? I don't keep track of NBC. I don't keep track of them anymore. They're all a bunch of liars and teleprompter readers. General Electric's one of them. No wonder Jeff Immelt is now head of Obama's Jobs Council, even though he shipped thousands of his jobs and factories and all that over to China and India. He's going to tell us how we can get more jobs here while he's funneling all of General Electric jobs overseas. Well, in exchange for outsourcing all of the jobs and factories overseas, he got billions of dollars from the Fed under the table. And the Fed had to cough it up because socialist senator. He's the only senator. We have all these capitalism, free trade, globalization. They voted for NAFTA. And then there's people like Newt Gingrich. He was a big NAFTA supporter. And George W. Bush. They were all in favor of this globalization. Yeah, we've got globalization. We are now the global policeman for the whole world. We're fighting wars in seven nations right now. Seven nations. We're fighting wars and paying trillions of dollars for the privilege. We're the world's global cop. But we've got troops in 130 nations. And we have to pay bribes to the leaders of those countries so they'll allow us to have troops in there. You think we don't?
That would be crooked, Tex.
Hey, please get a big wooden spoon and scoop your eyes out and take all the cataracts off of them so you can see, my friend. Now listen, General Electric, Caterpillar, Verizon, the largest, along with AT&T of the, you know, don't they make enough money off your phone bills and your internet? Don't they make enough to not have to come to the Fed and say,
I'd like plenty of money. And listen, don't tell me they're about to go bang. McDonald's, the most prosperous of all the fast food places, went to the Fed and said, I'd like to borrow billions, tens of billions. Now, why did the Fed give it to them since they didn't need it? Because they're friendly, they're friendlies. They're all working together to shaft you and me. And McDonald's said, you know, we'd like to build more restaurants. We need more cash flow. Sure, we can take it from profits, but we can build even faster. After all, we're going to build around 3,000 restaurants in Red China to make more money. Now, we don't have enough money to build them all at once right now, but if the Fed can give us tens of billions at 0% interest, yeah, let's have that deal. Nowhere can you get money like that. Harley Davidson, yeah, the hogs too. Toyota Motor Company, until recently the largest automobile manufacturer in the world.
We'd like some free money. Okay.
It goes on and on. Citigroup, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs. Hey, over in Switzerland, the bank called UBS. In Britain, Barclays Bank. In Red China, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, HSBC. I've got a list here somewhere. It's incredible. Did you know General Electric went back 12 times for a total of $16 billion? Harley Davidson went back 33 times for over $2 billion. Verizon went back twice for over $1.5 billion. See if I can find the name of some of these other countries, companies and banks. Let's see. By the way, I've said Borofsky, the Inspector General of Congress. That was actually Special Inspector General Neil Borofsky, B-O-R-O-F-S-K-Y, if you'd like to look into that. Deutsche Bank, one of the biggest banks in Germany, received $300 billion. $300 billion. I mean, that's about what Obama wants for his new jobs program. Congress won't approve that, but we gave $300 billion to Deutsche Bank, the German bank. Friends, it goes on and on. In fact, I had here, I don't have with me today, but I had a list. It was so incredible. It went on for about 13 pages. The corporations and banks around the world, in Italy, in Ireland. Red Chinese banks even got it. Red Chinese oil companies got money from the Fed Reserve. And this is only what they've admitted. Folks, it's theft beyond belief. You know it's going to break America apart. It's going to tear our economy. These people are passing out money like it's sand on the ocean's beaches around the globe. Secret lifeline to corporations and banks around the world. BMW, by the way. One of the most luxurious cars made. Billions of dollars from the Fed. It's disgusting. Trillions for their friends. Pennies, if at all, for the everyday hardworking men and women of America. And we're caught between the rich kids protesting and the middle class kids taking billions of dollars in handouts and food stamps and such when they don't even need it. Folks, we're going to have to do something. I want you to work with me. We really need to do something about this, don't we? I'd like your ideas. I've got a few of my own, and you'll hear about it in coming weeks. Most of all, more than anything, we need to turn to Jesus Christ today, don't we? He's really the only answer, the ultimate answer. You're not going to get it from the government. And come on, you're going to vote in a Republican? Well, great. So what? Nothing will change. Was George W. Bush any better than Barack Obama? He got us into this mess, and Obama's made it worse. They're all controlled. You know it, and I know it. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. And my fervent prayer is you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.